June 14, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, How the Mighty Have Fallen. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, as I come to you and your word today, help me to hear your voice. Give me greater understanding of your will, and enable me to follow you more closely. Read Genesis chapter 11. The Tower of Babel. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. From Shem to Abram. This is the account of Shem's family line. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. And after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. And after he became the father of Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Shelah lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Abram's family. This is the account of Terah's family line. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran became the father of Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was childless because she was not able to conceive. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. Reflect. The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." Psalm chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. How might these words be relevant in our own times? God's mandate to rule over creation included the command to fill the earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. This necessitated spreading out, not settling down. The Babel builders defied this decree when they settled down at Shinar. Their Project Babel envisioned a megacity whose mission statement read, "Make a name for ourselves." Puffed up with pride, greedy for glory, their desire for a tower that reached to the heavens echoed that earliest temptation to be like God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. Sometimes, united we stand is neither good nor true. These people united against God in an act of fruitless rebellion. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. Ironically, God had to come down to see this great city and tower. Their arrogant attempts to exalt themselves resulted in their being brought low and put in their place. Literally, put in different places as they dispersed across the earth, as God had originally decreed. Just as the flood resulted in chaos, the builders are left confused. Another fall marks another low point in human history. But God's grace will reach down yet again, this time through the line of Shem, to raise up Abram, Israel's founding father. Apply. Whose kingdom are you building? Whose purposes are you serving? Closing prayer. Lord God, forgive me for those times when I seek exaltation for myself. Keep me forever focused on proclaiming your name, on serving you, and bringing you glory.